life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Crescenda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Crescenda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
The top of the seventh, we go. Sam Schmidt, the Salem product out of Traverse City, Michigan, will step in on the mound. And a guy that's only had two games this season. He had the opening day start. He's 0-1, wasn't able to get that win. So he had seven innings pitched, seven hits, three runs, and he's also acquired eight strikeouts with a 3.86 ERA. So a guy that's batted in the nine hole a couple times this season, got the start on the mound at opening day, will step in. So the left-hander, looking to continue this excellent day from the pitching staff for the Rafters. Rafters lead 1-0 as now Jake English, the catcher, will step in. So the right-handed batter, English, who before today was batting a 500, had a home run with one hit on two at-bats, and that's where it came from as Schmidt throws inside for a strike. The left-hander wearing number six has the long blonde hair. Comes set, serves the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball that stays fair on the third baseline. Going into right field, and coming under it is Gallison. The throw over to second, and a leadoff double is true for English. So that, unfortunately, puts in, so on the third baseline into left field. And now, Jake Baker will step in. So Baker will come out, and he's had six hits before in favor of the Woodchucks. Leading off at second, Schmidt comes set and serves a strike. So leading off is English at second. Jake Baker, the first baseman. No balls, a strike. Each team with an error, and the Woodchucks have the tying run at second. Schmidt comes set, looks back towards second, and serves the 0-1. Up and away for a ball, 1-1. The Rafters have had times in this game where they've had runners in scoring position that they've allowed, and they have been able to shut them out, shut them down with those timely strikeouts, and been able to have those heads-up plays from the infield. So Schmidt will come set, wind up, and serve the 1-1 way in the back of Baker. So Baker will take first. And now two runners on here, English at second. And now the leading run at first, and this brings up Drew Berkland. Berkland, who's lined out and walked. The right fielder out of the University of Minnesota. So nobody down here in the top of the seventh. Schmidt will fire, and a bunt attempt that goes into the glove of Gurevich, not able to field it. The throw to first, and got him at first. Ty Johnson took the first base bag. Gurevich came into the infield, turned around, and threw to first as Johnson was there, but the runners advance. So English at third, Baker at second, and that's exactly what Drew Berkland drew up. Advanced the runners. He didn't mind if he got thrown out, as long as the runners were able to be put in scoring position. So one down here, Dalton Pearson, a guy that's had success today. He's 1-for-2. Been on base twice. Schmidt will come set and serve way inside. Pearson had to back away out of the zone. So a ball and no strikes. Rafters were able to grab a run in the bottom of the fifth. Now on the verge of giving one up here in the top of the seventh. A center fielder. Seven RBIs, looking to make it eight as inside again, and backing up was Pearson. So two balls and no strikes. One out, a double play would be exactly what's needed if you're the Rafters. Can they do it? Sam Schmidt will come set and serve the 2-0. Swing and a miss inside, 2-1. Schmidt's just going to have to reset. Find his balance here. English at third and Jake Baker at second. The 2-1 from Schmidt. Inside for a strike. 2-2. So Sam has done well to fight back in this count. Is he able to get three straight strikes? Sam Schmidt will set, wind, and serve. Swing and a fly ball that goes into the glove of the right fielder. And Hugo tagging up and getting home is a score from English. And that ties the game at one apiece. So the Woodchucks are lively down there. That advances Baker to third. So the game's at one apiece. So two down. A run scores. And the Woodchucks have the leading run 90 feet away for Baker. So Jake Baker at third. Now this brings up Brady Jurgella. Schmidt fires a curveball that goes behind and hits the helmet of Jurgella. So Jurgella will take first. Now two runners on here with two outs. Brings up Jesse Donahoe, who's 0-for-3 today. Struck out swinging twice and grounded out. Top seven here. Down is at one apiece. A set from Schmidt, fires outside, painting the outside zone for a strike, 0-1. So the Rafters are able to give up only one run. That would be okay for the time being. They have a run themselves, so the 0-1 as Schmidt picks off a pickoff attempt over to Gurevich, and sliding safe was Jurgella. Brady Jurgella at first. Jake Baker at third. No balls, a strike, two outs. Coming set is Schmidt and fires. Swing and a fly ball that drops before the third baseline. Getting home is Baker. And the Woodchucks take a two-run lead as tagging him out. At second was Donahoe. So the throw from Gallison. And, well, a run scores. So the Woodchucks lead 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to the top of the seventh inning. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. And, well, the rafters are down for the first time in this game. So they're going to have to play comeback here as they've been out hit 7-4, and a pitching change is true for the Woodchucks as they bring in Brian Reinke, University of Richmond product out of Hanoi Falls, New York. He's only had one game so far for the Woodchucks. He's at 2 2/3 innings pitched, 4 strikeouts, allowing 3 hits and 3 runs. So the lefty has evened up the count at 1 apiece on Garrett Broussard, the shortstop. So are the Woodchucks able to seal this one on the rafters? Are they going to have a comeback in them? There's a lot of work to be left. There's a lot of work to be done on both sides as the 1-1 comes outside for a ball. So 2-1. Top two teams in Great Lakes West Division going at it here on this Saturday night. It's cold and windy Saturday night as the 2-1 down low for a strike. So 2 runs for the Woodchucks in the top of the seventh. English was able to get home, and as was Baker, as foul tipped into the glove for strike number 3. So Garrett Broussard goes down, and now this brings up Ty Johnson, the second baseman. Flown out and got a base hit as well. So Rafters, they've had 5 games, 1 in a row. Their chance of 6 is on the line tonight. Rafters took the lead in the bottom of the 5th. But Woodchucks regained it back in the top of the 7th. As Reinke serves and delivers on the outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Stands at 6-1, 2-10. And a guy that hasn't had much work on the mound. He played in the game against Fond du Lac where they lost back on June the 5th as he throws a ball. So Johnson ahead in the count here, 3-0. He's at a 3.38 ERA as Reinke kicks high and serves across the plate for a strike on the left edge, 3-1. Woodchucks have out-hit the Rafters 7-4. Each team has committed an error as the 3-1 way outside for ball number 4. So Ty Johnson will take first. Now this brings up the man who was able and responsible for the RBI to send Johnson home, Logan Hugo. Had that RBI to left center field that drove a ball in, and Johnson was able to get home from second. Hugo was a pinch runner last night. He came in the bottom of the eighth, was able to get home as one of the runs last night. 5-3 victory against Green Bay as they swept him. As upstairs for a strike is Reinke, 0-1. Reinke will come set. Leading off at first is Johnson. The 0-1 inside for a strike, 0-2. Reinke wearing number 36 for the Woodchucks. The left-hander up in the count here. And the rafters is Hugo, able to make some magic once again. The 0-2. Strike three upstairs. Saw it the entire way through. Didn't even swing at it. And that's the second out here in the bottom of the seventh for the Woodchucks. They're one away as Levi Jensen will step in. Jensen's grounded out twice. And number seven, Jensen out of Luck, Wisconsin, and a North Alabama native. One of two catchers on staff for the Rafters. Him and Alex Duffy. At times, they've been switching off games, and also at times, they've been going back-to-back games, so hasn't really been too much consistency with the catcher position as outside or inside for a strike 0-1. All we know is that we have two catchers right now, as the third catcher was Brant Voth, who was a New Mexico State guy who was able, unfortunately, to leave the club with a concussion. We wish him well as a... hopefully on a speedy recovery, but yeah, he had suffered a concussion in one of the warm-ups and wasn't able to go. Was on a temp as well and just unfortunate ending, but there's two catchers now as Jensen is down on the count 0-2. The 0-2 outside edge for a ball 1-2. Ty Johnson stays at first. The tying run is Johnson, and the leading run is at the plate, and he is down on the count 1-2. Reinke will come set, wind up, and deliver the 1-2. Swing and a drive into left field, and Jurgela comes under it and makes the catch. Excellent catch from the Minnesota Golden Gopher and Brady Jurgela for the third out. So we head to the top of the eighth inning. Woodchucks 2, Rafters 1. We'll be back here in just a moment. Don't go away.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We return here to the top of the eighth inning. Woodchucks 2, Rafters 1. And another pitching change is in store for Wisconsin Rapids. So they're going to have the Wagner College product plays his collegiate ball with Chris Conniff. Alec Burnett out of Columbus, Indiana, And he's had two games so far, and he's a returning Rafter, so he's had two innings pitched this season. Hasn't had much work on the mound, but he's had four strikeouts on nine batters face. Last season, he had a 2-0 record with 21 games appeared, 26 innings pitched, and he also had 40 strikeouts in 26 innings, so he was an absolute monster on the mound, only allowing seven runs and four of those earned. So Burnett will come in, and the right-hander, wearing number 55, stands at 6'2". The red shirt junior. So Michael McGinnis will step in the right-handed batter's box and plays third base today. And he's done well. He's had a couple putouts. So first pitch on the way upstairs for a strike, 0-1. So Burnett will come set here in the top of the eighth. The 0-1 down low that bounces into the glove of Jensen and goes back towards the back track. 1-1. One ball and one strike. Burnett fires the 1-1 fly ball on the right field side in foul territory, 1-2. So a guy that only appeared in two games so far, played against Green Bay on June the 8th, where the Rafters were able to win 9-4 back on Thursday, and then played against Madison earlier this week on June the 4th. Swinging a line drive between first and second as McGinnis will take first and a leadoff single once again. And the Woodchucks have out-hit the Rafters 8-4. So that's where it really has hurt the Rafters, those leadoff singles, leadoff doubles, where derails the pitcher's confidence and puts the runners in a position with nobody down. And just like it is here. So top of the eighth, Simon Sherry is up and McGinnis is on first. That's back-to-back hits for Michael McGinnis. So the University of Evansville product from Santa Claus, Indiana. Sherry will dig in, and Burnett, knee-high kick, and serves down in the dirt. That goes, bounces behind Jensen, taking second with ease is McGinnis. So a wild pitch comes costly as a runner in scoring position now. Here, top eight. Those are just those pitches you can't have as a bullpen. Wild pitches where it's just an easy access to advance the base. Ball and no strikes. Burnett kicks and serves up and away for a ball 2-0. That ball came in at 88 miles per hour. So nobody down here. Top eight. And McGinnis is on second. The 2-0. Down low for ball number three. So 3-0 count. Wind blowing from left to right. Attendance is pretty low here at Witterfield, and rightfully so. It's a 3-0 count. Right across the plate, 4-strike, 3-1. So McGinnis, the leadoff. At second, Burnett on the mound, kicks up and winds and fires down low and an ankle-high fastball for ball number four. So Simon Sherry at first, McGinnis at second, and now Levi Jensen heading towards the mound to visit with his pitcher. Telling him to calm down a little bit. Just feel it out, because a wild pitch that advanced McGinnis to second. Burnett and Jensen having some conversation, and this will bring up Michael Adair. On the Rafters, able to hold the Woodchucks here in the top of the eighth because there's two runners on, nobody down. And now Michael Adair, the DH. Now the University of Dayton will come set. Bunts it on a perfect third baseline. That ball stays fair, but just goes out just before. I don't know if I can get to it. So it was pulling from right to left on the third base line. That was a perfectly executed bunt if it stayed fair. So 0-1 here. No outs. Woodchucks have out hit the Rafters 8-4, and they lead 2-1. Able to get two runs in the top of the seventh. They're looking to have similar success this time. No balls to strike. The windup and outside for a ball 1-1. Alec Burnett hasn't had much work. He faced 114 batters last season. A 1.38 ERA, which was unbelievable for him. 40 strikeouts. The count stays at one apiece. The 1-1 down low for a ball. 2-1 boos around the Witterfield grandstand. Two balls and a strike. As the 2-1 down low for a strike, 2-2. But Burnett has done well to fight back in this count. Still two runners on as McGinnis and Sherry both on. The 2-2. Right down the plate, but just a little bit up in the zone. The check swing from Adair didn't fully come across. Three balls and two strikes. That looked from this angle. It was down right in the plate, but now a full count here with no outs. The ball here would really hurt the Rafters. Burnett comes set. Stands tall on the mound. A full count delivery. Swing and a drive in into the left field side. In foul territory. So, stays at 3-2. Burnett will have to reset. Wind blowing from left to right on a chilly evening here in Wisconsin Rapids. Two runners on, no outs. The full count upstairs for ball number four. And unfortunately, Adair will get to first. Sherry to second, and McGinnis will move to third. So now, an opportunity for the Woodchucks to really pounce on this. There's nobody down. The bases are juiced. And Michael Adair will take first. So that brings up Jake English, the catcher. A Kansas Jayhawk, who's already had a home run this season. First pitch on the way from Burnett is a strike outside of the zone. And paints the outside edge, so 0-1. Burnett appearing in his third game, his second summer here in Wisconsin Rapids. Sets and serves the 0-1. Foul tipped on the backside. 0-2. So Burnett ahead in the count. If the Woodchucks were able to get a couple runs, that would really make the job harder for the Rafters. 0-2 here. Burnett. Looks at third, comes back towards home, fires the 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three, so there's one down, and three straight strikes for one out here, as going down was English. This brings up Jake Baker, who was able to cross home plate today. So Baker, also a Kansas Jayhawk from Lawrence, Kansas, where University of Kansas is located, so Born and raised a Jayhawk. One out. Serves from Burnett on the outside edge. 4-1-0. So Adair at first, Sherry at second, and McGinnis at third. The 1-0. Up and away, 4-2-0. One down. Rafters looking for something on the defensive end. Here in the top of the eighth. Burnett will come set. Kicks and winds and fires. The 2-0 line drive into the glove of Garubich, who tags Adair at first. How about that? A double play. Exactly what was needed. Jack Garubich, the San Diego product, bailing him out. And an excellent infield play. So we head to the bottom of the eighth. Score still stays locked at 2-1. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home,
let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR. So an excellent play from Jack Garubich at first base. Was able to get a ball lined in from Baker. Caught it in his glove and then tagged Adair at first. So what a double play that was. Rafters needed it as they still trail though 2-1. It could be much worse. The bases were juiced with only one out. And this brings up Brandon Rogers here bottom of the eighth. Ranky stays on the mound. And now Brandon Rogers has flown out, has grounded out. So is he able to get a leadoff hit here, which exactly what the Rafters would need. They still trail by one, though. Fortunate to. Bases were juiced with no outs. It was the strikeout from Burnett and then that double play from Garubich at first. The first pitch up and away outside for a ball 1-0. Brandon Rogers, the Chicago product, sees a strike down in the zone 1-1. Ranky will come set and serve the 1-1. Swing and a miss inside. 1-2. Fastball came in at 85 miles per hour. So Rogers will regather. He's down on the count in the 1-2 outside edge as Jake English had to come across, reach to his right to make that catch because that looked like that was just going to be outside. So count still stays at 2 apiece. Ranky fires and Rogers misses. So swing and a miss there for strike number 3. And Brandon Rogers a little bit early on that ball as it came slowly across at 78 miles per hour. So one down here, and this returns to the top of the order. Anthony Gallison, who's had a tough day leading off, the 5'8 hitter and a Coastal Carolina, the left fielder today. He's a ball up and out of the zone, 1-0. One out. Ranky will come set. Kicks and fires the 1-0. down low for a ball. So two balls and no strikes. Aaron Gallison able to stay ahead in this count. Haven't seen him get a hit today. Is he able to do that this time as he sees once again a ball up near his right shoulder at 82 miles per hour? So he's way up in the count, 3-0 with one down. Ranky sets and serves a 3-0 across the plate for a strike, 3-1. Anthony Gallison out of Coastal Carolina as a 3-1. Foul tips it on the right side. So Ranky's done an excellent job to work back in this count. Gallison at 16 games for Coastal Carolina, 7 starts and 30 at-bats. As across the plate, outside for a ball. So ball number 4, Gallison will take first. And now this brings up Chris Conniff, who's had a rough day as well. And very uncharacteristic of him. He's been red hot at the plate, batting a .474 before today. So Gallison, the leadoff at first, one down here in the bottom of the eighth. Woodchucks have out-hit the Raptors 8-4. Ranky comes set, serves outside for a ball. The tying run's at first. Leading run is at the plate. So the Raptors still trail 2-1, but they're threatening the 1-0. Down and away for another ball. So Conniff stays ahead in the count, 2-0. So now a mound visit comes true. So is his day done, perhaps? Or is the infield visiting the mound right now? So Gallison at first. First base coach Brian Dyer and Gallison having some words with the Wausau dugout. So coach returns back to the dugout and staying alive is Ranky. Infield, just a little meeting there on the mound. So Jake English, the catcher, gets back to position. So Conniff ahead in the count, 2-0. The left-hander, who's had 5 RBIs and 9 hits this season. The 2-0 down low for ball number 3. So one down here. Conniff way ahead in this count. Ranky comes set, serves the 3-0. And outside for a strike. That looked like it was in the same position as it was before on the pitch before. And that one was called a ball. So a 3-1 count here. Gallison in leadoff at first. Ranky will come set. Serve outside and painting the outside edge. Fighting back in this count once again. 3-2. Brian Ranky out of Hanoi Falls, New York, will set the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball over to the shortstop, Sherry, who throws it over to second. Back over to first. So Gallison gets out at second. Donahoe makes the throw to first. So Conniff will get to the bag in time. And now this brings up Jack Basir, who got a base hit on his last at-bat. Sherry flipped it to Donahoe. Donahoe over to Baker. Coming set is Ranky. He will serve inside as Basir had to back away for a ball 1-0. Basir, the DH today, stands ahead in the count. 2 down here for the Woodchucks, bottom 8, as the 1-0 inside for strike 1-1. Chris Conniff, big leadoff at first. Ranky comes set, delivers the 1-1 as Conniff tries to slide to second, and the tag out, the throw from English to Donahoe was right on the money, so Conniff was unable to get to second. The stolen base attempt failed, so the Raptors still trail 2-1 as we head to the top of the ninth here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth we go as once again a pitching change in store for the bullpen for the Raptors as Julian Tristan, who's had four games out of the Westcliff University product and the Irvine, California native. Four games with three saves. He's had five innings pitched and four strikeouts. A guy that's really been active in the ninth inning, and that's when he's done his best work. So Tristan will come set on Berkland, deliver outside for a ball 1-0. Raptors trail 2-1. Don't need any more runs from the Woodchucks. Low-scoring affair here in Wisconsin Rapids on this cold and damp night on this Saturday evening as Tristan throws a strike, 1-1. 1-1 from Tristan, foul tipped on the right side from Berkland, 1-2. Raptors took the lead in the bottom of the fifth after it was a shot from Logan Hugo in the left center field that sent Johnson home from second. But the Woodchucks followed it up with two runs of their own in the top of the seventh as a wild pitch from Tristan that hits the left elbow of Berkland. So he will take first. And now, not the start they would have liked as we return to the top of the order. Dalton Pearson, the center fielder, is due up. So Pearson will come set. Tristan fires as pops a one up into shallow right. Coming under it and making the catch is Ty Johnson. So Johnson able to make a routine catch. He gets one down. Staying at Drew Berkland, the first base. One down. Brady Drugiello, the left fielder out of Minnesota. And a Menasha, Wisconsin product. Coming set and serving outside for a ball 1-0. One ball and no strikes with one out. The 1-0 from Tristan. Swinging a line drive on the left field side out in foul territory near where the pitching staff for the Raptors sitting out there. Staying warm. It's a chilly night. As wind's blowing from left to right, As first pitch to 1-1, a jam shot into the shallow left as Broussard makes the catch, throws it all the way back to first, and Gurevich comes out off the bag to make the catch, but getting back in time was Berkland. This brings up Jesse Donahoe, two down here, top nine. Rafter's looking to retire the side, so they're going to have their opportunity. Try to get a run in the bottom of the ninth, perhaps two. So two outs, first pitch, Donahoe swinging a bouncer over the shortstop to Broussard. That goes a wild bounce past Broussard into center field. Rogers able there to pick it up. And so advancing to third is Berkland, and Donahoe gets on first. So, wow, just a wild bounce. It goes into Broussard, bounces to the right of him, trying to reach out to his left, wasn't able to make the catch. So, which seemed like it could have been a routine ground out, has now put a runner in scoring position as Michael McGinnis, the third baseman, is due up. McGinnis, the right-hander out of Georgia State. Tristan will come set. Swinging a bouncer over to the third baseman in Conniff, able to field it, throw to second in Johnson for the third out. So the Rafters still hold the Woodchucks to two runs as they trail 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the ninth. Do they have a run in store? Find out next here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth, we go as the Rafters looking to get that all-important run, perhaps two, as Jack Basir will stand in. So, a pitching change in store for the Woodchucks as Andalo Santangelo out of Towson University and the Telluride, Colorado native. So it's interesting where he's from, small ski town in the southwest of Colorado. So has made his appearance here for the Woodchucks, where he pitched in the game back on June the 7th versus the Rafters. He's had a 1-0 record with 4 1/3 innings pitched as Jack Basir stands in, the DH. Santangelo throws the first pitch on the way. It is a strike 0-1. He's had 5 strikeouts, but he's allowed 5 hits and a run. So, can he allow any more for the Rafters as the 0-1? Basir swings at it down low, 0-2. Santangelo up in the count here early. Oh, the rising junior. Santangelo wearing the number 33 for the Woodchucks. He sets and fires the 0-2. Basir lines one up the middle, gets into center field, and that's a way to start here for the Rafters. They require their 5th hit of the game. Basir gets to first. That's exactly what you need, and this brings up Jack Gurevich. So Gurevich, the first baseman, and the left-hander. So Basir stands at first. Are the Rafters able to get it going? Basir stands at first. Jack Gurevich will come in. Swinging a line drive into the left fielder. Goes out in foul territory. Running out and reaching out. Trying to make the catch is Jurgela. That goes in foul on the left side for a foul. 0-1. So Gurevich made good contact, but Basir stands at first. So nobody down. And the catcher, Jake English, having a word with Santangelo on the mound. The Rafter fans, not too many of them here tonight, but we show our gratitude toward the ones that do, sticking with it, getting louder here. Rafter players slapping the edge of the dugout, trying to get it loud as it's an 0-1 pitch. Basir stands at first. Santangelo delivers as Gurevich lines one up the middle to center field. Back-to-back hits. The tying run at second, the leading run at first. And uh-oh, nobody down here in the bottom of the ninth. Oh, the Rafters able to do it. So now this brings up Garrett Broussard. And here we go. Nobody down, and Santangelo feeling the pressure now. At first is Gurevich. At second is Basir. Garrett Broussard, the Utah Valley product, will step in. Back-to-back hits for the Rafters. Are they able to acquire another? Santangelo will come set. Kicks and serves as it goes up in a strike. As Broussard showing bunt there, backed away at the last moment. So 0-1 here. Nobody down. Garrett Broussard, who's already had a double today, as the 0-1, and showing a bunt again, but pulling away for another strike, 0-2. So nobody down, though. Fortunate for the Rafters. They have two on. Can perhaps some late-game heroics for Garrett Broussard, the returning Rafter in his second summer. Santangelo will come set. Looks at second, winds up and serves. The 0-2 fouled off the right ankle of Broussard, so he's staying alive in this count. Two line drives up the middle. Once again, getting louder here at Witter Field. Santangelo digs in. Likes the pitch, winds, and delivers the 0-2 up and out of the zone for a ball, 1-2. That was near the face of Broussard. He backed away at the last second, so 1-2. Johnson on deck. And Broussard still alive in the count, 1-2. Santangelo has allowed 5 hits before today, 2 more. He's allowed 7 hits total. Appearing in his 4th game, he's already lost to the Rafters where he pitched an inning in the 3rd as Broussard check swings down low, and that goes from English as he did not fully come across. So 2-2, that ball came away from the catcher in Jake English. So count stays at 2 apiece. Are the Rafters able to get another big hit? Back-to-back hits from Gurevich and Basir. The 2-2 pitch upstairs for ball number 3. So Broussard has done excellent to work this count. 3 straight balls. And now the all-important pitch. As of now, biggest pitch of the game. Santangelo will look back towards second. Come set, wind up, and serve. Outside edge for ball number 4. So 4 straight balls. Broussard gets to first. Gurevich to second. And Jack Basir at third. So the tying run 90 feet away. The leading run at second. And now field manager, head coach Brock Moss coming out towards the pitching mound, and it looks like perhaps a pitching change in store. So nobody down here, and the bases are juiced. Santangelo, rough against the rafters once again, not able to get an out or a strikeout, giving up two hits and a walk as Kirk Schreider calling in his base runners towards the left side dugout. So the rafters in prime position here. Surely any hit on it will get at least a run scored. As Santangelo, his day is done. He is a little bit frustrated. You can see in his walk on the way out, holding his head down low. As, well, are the Raptors able to get what they need? Are they able to get that all-important run? Perhaps two. There's nobody down here, and the bases are juiced. So a pitching change for the Woodchucks. And just getting word on who this will be. So it looks like to be down there, Nate Ross. Yeah, it is going to be Nate Ross. So Nate Ross out of Central Michigan University. So Ross will come in, and the sophomore who hasn't appeared in a game so far. So Ross coming in at a position where a Genesee, Michigan native coming in a position where it is time for the Raptors to, he's at a position, he's at a tough one right now. Nobody down, bases are juiced. And as a pitcher, you have to look, obviously, to get three straight outs. But if you're the Raptors right now, I think for them, if any hit on it, and Ty Johnson is due up. So if Johnson gets any contact on it, obviously they're going to run home. And if you're the Woodchucks, you know the play is going to be at the plate at home. But I think you have to, obviously the Raptors, you got to stay strong here and remain calm. Can't swing at anything you don't want to. And on the outside edge, can't swing at anything that looks way outside. So Ty Johnson, he's a guy in this position who's come up big at times with big RBIs. He's been able to get home. The only run scored from him off of a Logan Hugo RBI. The base is juice here. Nate Ross, the rising sophomore out of Central Michigan. And Ty Johnson heading to Baylor next year. 15 hits, 6 RBIs. Acquiring his fourth run tonight. So Ross will come in. Broussard stands at first. Gurevich at second in the tying run 90 feet away. As Jack Passier stands, Ross delivers in and throws a strike outside for an 0-1 count. Getting loud here. The 0-1 as Nate Ross likes the pitch. Will come set. That long, dark blonde hair. He serves the 0-1. Foul tipped on the left side. 0-2. Johnson down on the count. No outs. Ty Johnson down on the count. 0-2. Windy evening, it's chilly. The Rats on the verge of tying this up. The 0-2 outside for a ball. 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Can it happen? Ross will come set. Winds and fires the 1-2. A curveball that goes behind English. Getting home and tying the game is Jack Passier. A wild pitch turns into a run for the Raptors, and this game is tied at 2. The winning run 90 feet away. Gervich gets to third. Broussard at second. And Ty Johnson, even in the count at two apiece. The game is surely going into extras as the infield moves in closer. So Donahoe, Sherry, and McGinnis are all in the infield.